Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and part of iman, our aqeedah and belief should be that the most intelligent human being, the most intelligent human being from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, in fact the most intelligent from the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That should be our fundamental aqeedah, that the most intelligent is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no one in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is more intelligent than him or has been blessed with more knowledge than him. Nowadays, if you want to find out any information or any fatwa, before we would go to an imam or a mufti to ask, now we go to Google search machines and Wikipedia and the computer that we have, and whatever you want to put in the system and you want to know, it will give you some kind of an answer. But remember, most of the answers that are given to you are also wrong and very, very biased. The Zaat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only was he the most intelligent, but every answer he has given to humanity is the most accurate. It is nothing but haq. It is nothing but haq. The complete truth. And that is why in this modern world, we should take great pride in studying the ahadith, the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he has said. And by studying the ahadith, insan becomes also very, very intelligent. And so his intelligence, he is far more superior than any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even more than Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Remember, the angels in their nature, they don't disobey Allah Pak. لا يعصون الله. This is usul. They never ever commit any sins. This we know. But when it comes to also an opinion and understanding, also they have some deficiency. So for an example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was creating Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and Allah said to the malaika that I am going to create insan, a human being, the first human, Adam. So they started wondering. And they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their own opinion, Bari ta'ala, we are there, we are praising you, worshipping you. What is the purpose of creating insan? What are they going to do? وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا. They are going to fight with one another. They will shed blood, kill one another because of the ingredients and the fitrat of insan. The malaika knew that. And so they are also asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could not understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gave them one answer. And what a complete answer this was. Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. By I am alim, I am hakim. What I know, you don't know. Finished. What I know, you don't know. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this to the malaika? Slightly diverting, but for the benefit. Because there is wisdom in everything. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to the malaika, what I know, you don't know? The most important lesson for us in this ayat-e kareema is that sometimes in this dunya, we are eager and expecting something to go our way. We want something to happen. We want to make sure that it happens exactly how we want it to happen. And we want the results exactly how we have decided that this should be the result. And sometimes that is not the case. It is not what you decided and it is not what you expected. And then this person then starts to think, oh ho, I worked so hard, I did everything, I wanted to make sure this happens, this happens, this happens, but you know what, I'm praying namaz, everything failed, what happened, I made lots of dua. Then you have to remember this ayat-e kareema. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to the malaika? Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. What I know, you don't know. That is enough for you. Nothing happens in this dunya according to your will. Allah says, I do everything and I know what is right. And so the malaika also questioned Allah Pak. And they were just wondering, it is just their own opinion they put forward, Bari Ta'ala. You know, what is the wisdom in this? Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. Rasulullah was more intelligent than the malaika. In fact, he was more intelligent than his own father, Adam alayhi salam. He knew about his father more than the father knew about himself. He knew about his father more than the father knew about himself. Of course, Adam alayhi salatu was salam was a genius. What was he?
Genius.
A genius. That is why we have to make sure that it is part of aqeedah. It is part. Omar Farooq, have you just come from jihad or what? Masha. No, no, it's lovely. It's a lovely suit, Yaar Kabhi. I should be wearing that suit too, you know. It just caught my eyes, mashallah. It's like that, you know. Kabhi tum kisi ko maar kar aaye ho kya? Huh? But you are here, I am happy. I have missed you for a few sessions. Yeah, you have to be here all the time. Huh? No, but that's fine. Oh, that's Umar is number one, this is number two. Yeah. Be careful, there's competition here. Yeah. Or in case somebody thinks that Umar Farooq, the number one, is wearing the army clothes. No. Now this Umar is a strong boy, strong man, mashallah. But anyway, khair, what was I saying? Well, he was a genius. Adam alayhi salam was a genius. The modern world does not talk about how genius Adam alayhi salam was. Why, if they talk to you about how genius he was, then you won't believe that, of course, we were all monkeys before. So this idea that from monkeys we became genius, Homo sapiens. But there is no such thing as Homo sapien. Adam alayhi salam was a genius from day one. Genius. Of course, living in this world, insan has excelled in technology, and he has had more time now to study, and you know, mashallah, with the raw material of this dunya, he has done a lot of things, and in the right time things come along. That is absolutely fine. But Adam alayhi salam himself was a genius. And why was he a genius? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى. I gave knowledge to Adam of all the names of this dunya. All the contents, everything what you see in this dunya, Adam alayhi salam had the full knowledge. Now think about it. For the first time a human being comes to this dunya and he sees a tree and he sees some fruits that are hanging. He's wondering, you know, what are these things that are hanging? Apples, pears, you know, banana, strawberries, all of these things. And then there are animals here, and then you have flowers, mountains, and everything that you see. Isn't there a big question mark? Now imagine how difficult it must have been for Adam alayhi salam. If he came in this dunya, he didn't know that this is an apple tree, these are bananas, you can eat this, you know. Otherwise he'd think that, you know, the soil upon which I am walking, maybe this is food for me. So I should eat the soil, eat grass. He might be thinking like that, you know, the tree trunk, let me eat this. And what is it, do I have to cook food, and, you know, what should I eat? Can I eat this animal? So all that knowledge was already given to Adam alayhi salam. Communication, how to speak, what language, all that was given to him already. Allah inspired that knowledge to him. So when he looked up, he knew that this is the sun. He knew that the sun is the creation of Allah. It gives energy for my survival, for our survival, the sun is there. He knew the stars, the names of the stars. He knew the moon. He knew the trees. He knew everything. He touched everything he knew. That is why the malaika didn't have the knowledge of this dunya. Remember what the malaika said, Allah Pak, can you, you know, tell us why you want to create him? You know, what good is this creature? The angels didn't know a lot of the things of this dunya, because the angels, their main headquarters and their living zone is where? Never. This dunya was created, and malaika have never been living in this dunya. Remember that. Just for your information. Malaika, of course, have access to this dunya, and they come in this dunya, and they can move around any way they want, and whatever duty that Allah has given them, they do that duty. But the residence card that is given to two makhluk, two creations of Allah. One is the jinns and one is the ins. Insan and jinnat. So Adam alayhi salam was a genius. Never forget that, bhai. Genius. Don't even picture, you know, like you see cartoons. Do you remember a cartoon that was called Captain Caveman? Anybody remembers that? Nobody remembers that. Main hi buddha hu yaar. I'm so old. You remember Captain, you remember Muhammad Captain Caveman? He used to live in a cave and, you know, he used to have this kind of wooden plank in his hand and... Remember that Adam alayhi salam, al-iyazu billah, was not this man and human beings who are wild and like cannibals and doing this and doing that. No, 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 bhai. This is what the education nonsense. This is nonsense. What is it? This is all nonsense. Nothing of the sort. Insan was always civilized. Otherwise, is insan civilized now? Is insan civilized now? Today, the modern man does not know, am I a man or a woman? He doesn't know that. He doesn't know, am I a man or a woman? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He doesn't even know that. Yet he thinks that I am the most intelligent. All you had to do was just bend your head slightly down to see who you are. That's all you had to do. Thoda jhuk jaate to tumhe pata chalta ke tum kaun ho. All you had to do was have a shower and then have a look at yourself, who you are. But he doesn't know. Shaitan is messing around with him. Inna lillah. A man thinks I am trapped in a woman's body and a woman thinks I am trapped in a man's body. All these foolish games that, you know, people play with the minds, shaitan. Of course, genuinely, if there are certain things, you know, that Allah has created, then Allah has created, that is His power, He can create whatever He wants. There is disability in people, that is a different issue. But 99% of the time, this is just a mockery and an alliance with shaitan. So Adam alayhi salam was a genius. He knew everything. And such a genius that he looked after his children. He looked after his children and he knew his purpose in this dunya. That his coming in this dunya was to quickly procreate and the creation of insan and to make sure that human beings very quickly cover the ground. This was the maqsad Adam alayhi salam came. But he was a Nabi of Allah. Even more intelligent than him, this great genius, our father, was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was more clever than Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, than any human being. There is no one more intelligent than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is very, very easily explained. You see, my respected brothers, when we understand the basics, then alhamdulillah, we are not blindly following our Nabi. Then we are not blindly following our Nabi. And in fact, even following our Nabi blindly, that is great iman. But nowadays, alhamdulillah, just to consolidate and to make your foundation very, very strong, even logically for a person to understand that we can only follow that person who is the most intelligent and the one who has only spoken the truth. And how is he the most intelligent? It is very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ O my Nabi, for knowledge to spread, the most important organ that is used is what? Ji? What is used to spread knowledge? The tongue, bolo na bhai. Your tongue. When you speak, Anbiya, what were they doing? Speaking, no? Speak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the tongue of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one side the tongue is mentioned, لا تحرك به لسانك. In the Arabic language, lisan means the tongue. It's talking about the tongue of Rasulullah. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also saying, whatever you utter, whatever you have said, it is not out of your own wish, your own impulse, your own desire. Any man can come to you and ask you any question. You will have the power to answer that. Now this is something for the modern human being to think. Let him do his research. And let him think that which university did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go to? Which institute did he qualify from? Who were the teachers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You can't find any. You just can't find any. For every one you will find an institute, some source, something that will tell you that this is how he understood. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was denied traveling the world. If Allah wanted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have taken him to America, to Africa, to, you know, all different parts of the world. Allah's Nabi would have said, I've seen this, I've met this, I've done that. No, nothing. The most he went to was Syria, halfway, and he had to come back. The most. There is no traveling of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Makkah is a city known for people who are illiterate. The city of the Ummiyin. Known. And the title they had to give Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Ummi. Unlettered. He could not read and he could not write. Yet he is the most intelligent person from the entire creation of Allah. Dekhe. The creation of Allah and how He creates, subhanallah, and how Allah is forcing the human mind to think that you have no choice but to believe my Nabi. Subhanallah. The most intelligent. So Allah is saying, any questions they ask you, anything, you will give them the answer. Why? Because behind you is the connection of Allah. Subhanallah, bolo bhai. Wahi, what is it? Wahi. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. There is the connection of revelation. He gave answers to humanity, and it is the barakat of the knowledge of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that today most of humanity is enjoying. Most of humanity is enjoying because of the knowledge of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They came and they wanted to test him. You see, before we go any further, the human being has got weaknesses inside him. He's a very weak individual. And one weakness inside him, in Arabic it is called nisyan. What is it called?
Nisyan.
And what is nisyan? Aji? Nisyan, forgetfulness. What is it? Insan can forget. Insan forgets. This is also, you know, Allah has made insan that insan can forget. And sometimes when you are very forgetful, you can also forget knowledge. That is why people write down knowledge, people have, you know, books that have been written. And all this so that they are reminded, because insan can forget. But for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no nisyan. There was no nisyan. In matters of knowledge, in matters of sharia, never was there any level of nisyan with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even in certain matters, if an action was taken, the labeling might have been, this was only to educate the ummah so they understand in this circumstance, this is the ruling, this is the mas'ala. But nisyan was not connected with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could not forget. Number two, the most intelligent human being that you can find, he may have a lot of knowledge, general knowledge. Most of the time a person's knowledge is connected to his own time, to his own era. Most, he might know history of 100, 200, 300, chalo 400, 500 years. After that he becomes weak. After that he becomes weak. And a person's knowledge of the future, that is zero. How does he know what is going to be happening? No human being can tell you what is going to be happening precisely in the future. Nobody knows that. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's knowledge, no nisyan, unlimited, not limited to any time zone. They came and they wanted to test his memory. They wanted to test how intelligent this man is. So they started talking to him, okay, talk to us about the first man, Adam. In those days, there was no Google, no books, no printing machines, no paper, no pen, no nothing, whatever it was. You know, there was no library in Makkah Mukarrama, there was nothing of the sort. He cannot write, he cannot read. And they are coming to him, okay, talk to us about the first man, Adam alayhi salam. He gives the full information of Adam alayhi salam. Talk to us about his children. He gives the full information about his children. Talk to us about, you know, the first Rasul, Nuh alayhi salam, the full information. When you compare the information that is given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as compared to historical documentation or biblical documentation, what is happening is that alhamdulillah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he has said has been used as a text to show and expose the wrong that is historically documented in other books and also in the Bible. Because this goes against the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that book is wrong and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is right. Aliyazu billah, in the Bible it is mentioned that Nuh alayhi salam would drink alcohol. A Nabi of Allah. And it is mentioned that he committed incest. They are talking about a Nabi. Nuh alayhi salam. In the Bible. And when you look at when they came to him and talked to us about Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the great Nabi Nuh. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi. An anzir qawmaka min qabli an ya'tiyahum azabun alim. And Allah talks about this great Nabi. Qala rabbi inni da'autu qawmi layla wa nahara. His entire life is documented in one whole chapter. They came to him, they wanted to know about Zulkarnain, about the youth, about this empire, about this, about the sun, about the moon, about science, who created human beings, and what is this water, how, is it just a man or is it just a woman? And they asked him every question and he answered every question. Imagine, every question was put forward to him and he answered every question. That is why it is part of our aqidah, fundamental aqidah, that the most intelligent is only who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why, my respected brothers and elders, we have to understand that in the world that we are living in, there is a lot of information that is given to us. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Because time is very precious. Whatever your Nabi and whatever he is telling you, we should be doing. Bas khalas. We are not to be influenced by other people, because every other person has got desire. And Allah's Nabi could never speak anything that is wrong. Why? Chalo, ye bhi bata do aapko. He was 4 years of age. How old was he? 4 years of age. Allah's Nabi was young, 4 years of age. Jibreel and Mikael came in a human form. And they started to talk with each other, both of them, that this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At that time, he was living in the outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah with Dai Halima. And they greeted him and they took him on one side and they put him down. Jibreel alayhi salam opened the chest of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, slit open. And when the chest was open, then they took the heart of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then they cut the heart. They also cut the heart. They cut the heart and Jibreel took out 2 or 3 blood clots. How many? 2 or 3 blood clots. Removed it. And washed it with very, very cold, icy water. The heart. The heart was sealed, the chest was closed again, everything back to normal within a few minutes. Operation was done. So what did they remove? The ulama have mentioned that this blood clot is the source of sin, is the source of sin. Shaitan's influence upon a human being in the heart is through this. So that blood clot was already removed out from the Nabi, that a Nabi is completely infallible and masoom. What is it? Completely infallible and masoom. So that is why, as human beings, we are all, you know, failures. We have mistakes. We have our own desire. But a Nabi, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, can never ever be wrong. Because he was free from desire. He was free from desire. That blood clot which is connected for a human to commit sins, that it is that area, physical heart, that pulls a person towards desire. And if he pulls towards desire, it can be lawful desire or unlawful desire. That was removed. And when the Quran was revealed, it was revealed directly upon the heart of Rasulullah. What was it? The heart of Rasulullah. That is why he did not require to memorize the Quran. Have you seen a Hafiz, how bichara he will pray one line how many times? How many times? Huh? 30 times, 40 times, bichara, depends how hard it is. He will be reading, sometimes a Hafiz, when he starts, he can only memorize 5 lines. Sometimes 6 lines, 7 lines, then slowly as he gets, you know, to that momentum and that rhythm, then alhamdulillah, a time comes where he can memorize 3 sides, 4 sides, 1 quarter. MashaAllah. Some are very clever, mashallah. In 6 months they have memorized the Quran. But khair, they still have to go through this exercise of rat and remembering and reciting. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not have to repeat any verse that was revealed to him. Why? It came straight into his heart. It came straight into his heart. That is why he was the most intelligent. A man who had no unlawful desire, sins would not come close to him. Any question that has been put in front of him, he is the only human being that has answered all your questions accurately. And that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah al-Azim. That is why we should be very proud and we should follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should not deviate. We should not be influenced by any other source. If there is any other source of information that is contradicting and goes against the teachings of your Nabi, logically you should discard it. It is totally wrong. Totally wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was traveling. And as he was traveling, he saw this Ghaliban, to my understanding, was a Christian man, a hermit, who was living in isolation, in complete solitude, had given talaq to dunya, did not marry. You know, Gandhi also got caught. Gandhi also got caught. The book that is written about Gandhi, you know, outside he would profess something else, but at home he was doing something else. Gandhi bhi aisa hi tha. Bahut masti usne bhi ki hai bhai. When you live an unnatural way of living, what is it? When you try to fight with what Allah has created you naturally, the system inside you, there is a halal way and there is a haram way. So anyway, forget Gandhi, let's go back to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala saw this hermit, not married, doing so much mujahada. He was skin and bones, would not eat too much, was living in the jungle all alone. Hazrat Umar saw him and he started to cry. Hazrat Umar saw him and he started to cry. So the companions asked him, Hazrat, you are crying? Why? He's not a Muslim. That is why I'm crying. I'm crying because he is not a Muslim. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an gave an explanation which is so valid for us in this modern world. My respected brothers, please listen to me. And I thank you, you are tired and you are sitting, you know, your legs might be hurting you, but wallahi, this is great reward for you. Great reward for you. Allah will reward you. There is barakat. So what happened is that Hazrat Umar said, imagine this man. He in his mind is thinking what I am doing is the absolute truth and the right thing. What I am doing is the absolute truth and the right thing. What I am doing is right. And for that, look at how he has, you know, deprived himself from this dunya. There is no one to cook food for him. There is no children. He hasn't got a wife. He doesn't know how to pray. He is but a hermit. He is in this one position. Whatever people have told him, he is doing, and he thinks he is going to please his creator. And then Hazrat Umar Farooq read the verses of the Quran, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, they will be standing, and only then they will realize what we have done in our entire life was wrong, but we were thinking what we did was right. And what a tragedy it will be for people at that time that, oh ho, we did all this and it was all wrong. So Hazrat Umar Farooq was crying that sometimes even Muslims can't do what this man is doing. But imagine he gets no reward. Imagine he will be thrown into Jahannam. Why? Because he is cut off from Allah and his Rasul. He is cut off from the most intelligent man who came in this dunya. The most intelligent man who came in this dunya. And the whole world should surrender to his intelligence. And that is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you did not listen to him, you will be thrown into Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar started to cry. And there are people like this in this dunya. That is why Surah Fatiha is an amazing chapter of the Quran. In Surah Fatiha, Allah identifies three groups of people. How many? Three groups of people. One is the group of In'am. What is it? The group of In'am. What is In'am? Ji? Are Angrez log, Angrez. Angrez ke zamane ke Angrez. What is In'am? Reward. Allah is saying that there is one community that Allah is going to give a present, In'am, a reward. A community that will be given In'am. And that is only one community. And that is the community of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That in'am is that you will be given the opportunity to see Allah who you have been worshipping all your life in Jannah. That is the in'am. One group. An'amta alayhim. The group, the community of in'am, this ummah. Then Allah talks about another very arrogant group with intent. They knew what is right, but still did not follow. And Allah labeled them as maghdub. That my anger is on them. Anger is on them. Because they were privileged. And this is the Jewish community. All the prophets came from amongst them. They knew it. But despite that, in arrogance, they did not accept the truth. That is why sometimes a person becomes stubborn and is not accepting the truth. You know why? Because he is arrogant. Allah save us. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is not allowed to have, you are not even allowed to have equivalent to a mustard seed of arrogance in your heart. Do you understand what I'm saying, my brother?
Yeah.
You are not even allowed to have equivalent to a mustard seed of arrogance in your heart. Itna bhi arrogance nahi. Why? It is lethal. It can deprive you for generations, like Maghdoob. This is one community. And another community, Dhalin. In ignorance, deviated. Shaitan pushed them in the wrong side, and they also, they didn't realize, but they think by following this person we are right. And they took Jesus to be the Son of God. Yet they knew. But they took him to be Jesus, Son of God. Allah called them Dhalin. They have been misled. Deviated sect. So Allah is saying that there's, in Surah Fatiha, there is only one community. And that is the community of In'am. You choose. Which group do you want to be? Do you want to be part of Maghdoob? Because there is only two types of people in this world, Maghdoob and Dhalin. We can label a few because it is in the tafsir, but generally the division of this dunya is between three people. One is the people of In'am, one is Maghdoob, and one is Dhalin. Which group do you want to go into? Allahu Akbar. In Dubai, you know, they opened up this mandir recently. I think it was the first mandir, I think so, I don't know. They opened up the mandir and there was a cow that was brought from India. There was a cow that was brought from India. And it says that if you whisper in the ears of the cow, your wish will be accepted. Guys, your wish will be accepted. What is the price ticket for Dubai? Jana hai kisi ko? Jana hai?
£700.
This is expensive. Very expensive. £700. You speak inside the ear of the cow. I want a baby boy.
We have cows here. Many.
Yeah, you have many cows here. British cows are healthy. Very healthy, bhai. But anyway, you know, no disrespect to any community, bhai. I'm not here to make a mockery out of anyone. I'm just here to educate my community because the preservation of our faith is very, very important. But you see, a group of person feels that what we are doing is right. Exactly what Hazrat Umar saw. And you know, what is a shame is that the problem with the Muslim community today, we have become an apologetic community. What is it? Apologetic community. We like to be very diplomatic. Kisi ko bura nahi lagna chahiye. Hamari akhlaq to bahut acche hai. Mauli sahab says, oh, always be very nice to people around you. Don't offend anybody by. So we don't like to offend anybody even if we have to compromise with our religion. We will compromise with our religion, but we will not offend anybody. This is how good we are. You see? Qatar, so much pressure of FIFA was put in them that our people are going to come and a lot of them are homosexuals. What is it? What are you going to do for our homosexual community? Our rainbow community? Abhi Allah ke rainbow ki bhi gustakhi ki in logon. Allah. Our rainbow community. What are you doing for our rainbow community, Qatar? So Qatar got into a problem, man. They didn't know what they are getting into. What are you doing? £350 million for the cheapest stadium you are wanting, and 8-9 stadiums, air condition, and Allah knows the money that I have spent. Allah Akbar. Kya? What for? What? What is the purpose? What are you going to get? Are you going to retrieve that amount back? No way. The amount of money you have spent, what are you going to get? What name and fame are you looking for? Name and fame. So, you know, they says, okay, so they are hell-bent. They say, no, no, you have to look after our community. So they said that, look, you know what, if we are holding hands, a man and a man is holding hands, and a woman is holding hands. So Qatari people said, okay, that's okay then. We accept that. So if they hold hands, it's okay. Koi baat nahi. You see, you have to compromise with your deen. This comes because the people at the top are foolish people, not the ulama. What is it?
They're foolish.
Foolish. They don't allow the scholars to be leaders of a country. And in fact, the ulama are more competent than Boris. Anyway. And they said, okay, chalo, itni bhi tumne compromise ki, but what about our alcohol? A small country like Qatar, you know, was free from alcohol. What about alcohol? We like to drink a lot. You have to compromise. Qatar says, okay, we will compromise. How many? 1.5 million people. How many bottles do you want? So now we will arrange hotels with alcohol. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Allahu Akbar. When Muslims lose pride of their own identity, who they are, in their own sovereign country, then how do you expect the Nusrat of Allah to come? You tell me, my brothers, how? When you are leaving the most intelligent, the greatest human being, the Nabi of Allah, every country and every institute requires a scholar, a mufti, that you take mashwara from without any force, without any danger. By here, any imam says anything, they'll put him in the dungeon. Mar do usko bichare ko. Ya Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Which way is the ummah going? So khair, my respected brothers, what I'm saying is that, alhamdulillah, the Quran has identified three groups of people. One is the people of In'am, one is Maghdub, and one is Dalin. There are people who think what they are doing is right, and they follow it, you know, religiously, you know, vehemently. They will give their life. There is absolutely nothing wrong with this. This is what Hazrat Umar was crying. وَيَحْسَبُونَ And this will open up to them maybe in this dunya, possibly. But if not in this dunya, it will open up straight away in the qabr. In the qabr. And on the day of Qiyamah. So that is why we should be working very hard that we are with the ummah and the community of in'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رحمة